It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've got with us as our guest on the line Dr. Catherine Haupt, who happens to be the director and a veterinary behavior specialist for Animal Behavior Consultants of Northern Michigan. Welcome to the show, Dr. Haupt.
My pleasure.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Doctor, we've been talking about the socializing of your dogs and especially adult dogs as situations change. What's your view on how all of that takes place and if it's a worthwhile exercise?
Well, of course, it depends on the circumstance. And as I think your listeners know, dogs are in the critical period or sensitive period for socialization from age 4 to 14 weeks. After that, you probably shouldn't call it socialization. It is more habituation, just getting used to a new environment. We can make it easier for the dogs, but we shouldn't force them to be with any dog or any person because it is going to be difficult, maybe even painful for the dog psychologically to be forced into these situations.
Right. Well, and a lot of times what's happening when these dogs are being taken to a daycare situation, it's a decision that's being made by an owner that it's better for my animal to be in a daycare with other dogs than it is to sit alone in an empty house. What's your thought on the pluses and minuses?
Well, the plus is that the dog will get to play with other dogs. The minuses are that I see many dogs that have problems in daycare, either with the other dogs or with the other owners. And if the dog is being aggressive or being aggressed against in daycare, he'll probably be expelled from daycare. But if not, the dog is suffering while he's there. So not all dogs get along, just like not all people get along.
Right.
And we may be expecting our dog to act as if he can walk down Broadway and hug every person that they meet. That is probably not a realistic expectation for the dog.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that's where I can say I've seen where a lot of times, whether you're talking about a dog park or a daycare, where the owners tend to be very particular about if they allow an animal in, do they let them continue to come into that environment for exactly that reason?
Yes. So I think that you should decide what your dog is comfortable with, and most daycares will give you a trial period to make sure the dog does get along with other dogs.
Right. Now, what do you suggest for people to do in the situation where, whether it's a physical move because of some reason the family has to move and the environment for the dog changes, or if a new baby comes in, what do you recommend that people do in those situations?
Well, moving to a new house is usually not too much of a problem because you're bringing your furniture, you know, the dog's bed, things that smell like home to him. And you just have to be very careful that the dog doesn't escape because it's not his territory yet. But if you're careful then and he's fed there, usually the dogs adapt pretty well. Now, you have to make sure that they are getting as much exercise as they were getting in the old home, and don't expect them to love all of the neighbor dogs, particularly initially. As far as a new baby, that's a whole different subject where you are, of course, concerned about the baby. And I usually tell people, if possible, have the dog out of the house when the baby comes home, so that the dog will be coming into the house with the baby rather than the baby invading the dog's territory. And then you introduce them very carefully with the mother's arm around the baby's head while the father holds the dog on a leash, and let the dog, as long as it is calm and relaxed, not licking its lips or stiff and so on, it can sniff the baby, but don't let it lick the baby. I always say keep the dog at least 3 feet from the baby always, even when you're right there, because dogs and babies can both move very quickly. I've had dogs reach across the mother's lap and bite the baby when all three were sitting on the couch. You can make things easier by bringing the baby's soiled clothes home from the hospital, but now mothers and babies stay in the hospital for such a short time that may not even be possible.
Now, Dr. Haupt, let me ask this question. What about when you're introducing a new animal into the environment, not necessarily a new baby? If you're adding, if you've got one dog and you add a second dog or even a cat or a rabbit or something like that, what would you recommend at that point?
I would recommend, again, being careful. Introducing a dog is probably more complicated because you can introduce them on neutral territory, and I always use food. I use squeeze cheese, a little bit in each dog's mouth. As two people are holding the dogs, they associate that wonderful taste with the new dog, and that can often make introductions much smoother than you may have when you actually go into the house. Then the dog, who is perfectly friendly outside, may turn because now it's his house and there is a new dog. So I would keep at least leashes on the dogs, both dogs, all the time for a week or so to make sure that they are not quarreling over a rug. I would not give any kinds of toys they might fight over, or particularly not raw hides or bones or something that is pretty precious to the dog, until you know how the dogs are going to get along. I also say that you should never do anything with one dog without doing it with the other. So take both dogs for a walk at the same time. If you pet one dog, call the other dog and pet him at the same time. Watch out for signs of impending aggression. It's also better to get a dog that's the opposite sex and smaller than your original dog. You know, if you have a Cocker Spaniel and you get a Great Dane, you may be asking for trouble.
Yeah, I could see where that would happen. Doctor, if any of our listeners want to get in touch with you, is there a website where they can find out more about you?
Yes. It's ABC of, spelled out, NM. That's for Animal Behavior Consultants of Northern Michigan. So ABC of NM.com.
Great. We've been talking this morning with Dr. Catherine Haupt, the director from Animal Behavior Consultants of Northern Michigan. And Rick, I just want to say, what a great show we've had this week. It's been really terrific. The conversation about socialization will continue, and that's just where we're going to take it for this week. So on behalf of my producer, Holly Rotter, and my co-host, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen saying, have a great week, everybody, and please take good care of your pets.
Be sure to listen to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 1320 a.m. WILS. If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets at 1320WILS.com. Be sure to include a picture of your pet or any animal pictures, and we'll upload them onto our Facebook pages. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, or friend us on Facebook at Mid-Michigan Pets. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches.